A federal proposal to simplify fishery management has been hailed by some as a long overdue reprieve from excessive paperwork. But fishermen and conservation groups say it goes too far in gutting requirements for public comment and environmental analysis. Under orders from Congress, the National Marine Fisheries Service is revising the National Environmental Policy Act, or NEPA, requirements that apply to fishery managers. The goal was to put those NEPA requirements into national fishery laws in the recently reauthorized Magnuson-Stevens Fishery Conservation and Management Act as seamlessly as possible. Tom Wheatley is with the Marine Fish Conservation Network. His group held a news conference in Tampa today, where they mailed a boxload of comments from environmentalists and fishermen in Florida and across the country, angry at the proposed new rules.
Congress, when they reauthorized the Magnuson-Stevens Fishery Conservation and Management Act in 2006, very simply asked National Marine Fisheries Service to revise their regulations to comply with NEPA, because unfortunately, in some areas of the country, the Fisheries Service has not done a good job of implementing NEPA. Now, the Fisheries Service, with this proposal, is trying to get out from underneath NEPA. They're trying to make it so that they don't have to do as much environmental review by providing more categorical exclusions for things like exempted or experimental fishing permits, things that definitely should not be allowed to be exempted. Right now, the current regulations say that the public has 45 days to comment on the proposals. They want to shorten this to 14 days. We have fishermen in the Gulf, shrimpers, grouper fishermen. They're out for longer than 14 days. They'll be completely shut out of the process. And they're also creating new documents. Every federal agency has to comply with the National Environmental Policy Act. They write environmental impact statements, records of decisions from those statements. They want to change all this documentation into what's called an IFEM, an Integrated Fishery Environmental Management Statement. We have no idea if these new documents are going to have to comply with all of the same things that a traditional environmental impact statement would. This all sounds complicated because it is. They're not simplifying anything. They're making it much harder for the public to get involved in fisheries management.
And Tom Wheatley, I understand that your organization has collected tens of thousands of comments from people regarding this new proposal.
Across the nation, we've collected over 150,000 comments. 10,000 of those are from Florida. This, I've been told, is a record for the amount of comments ever generated on an ocean conservation issue. And it's what's very interesting, Mitch, is that this is not just coming from the environmental community. A lot of the fishermen who are regulated by the National Marine Fisheries Service don't like this proposal either, because they're finding that it's going to give them less opportunities to get involved in federal management of our ocean fish. And this, you know, here locally in the Gulf of Mexico, this means our grouper fishermen, our snapper fishermen, these are very big fisheries for us. It means a lot to Floridians and to local folks all over the Gulf of Mexico.
With all those letters that you received, you're going to send them to the National Marine Fisheries Service?
Yes.
And when are they going to act? Or when, I guess the public comment period is about to end now?
Yeah, the public comment period ends August 12th. So it's the last opportunity for folks to get involved and get their voice heard. If folks do want to get their voice heard, they can visit our website, which is www.conservefish.org, and then navigate to the Action Center. And you can do this until August 12th. Once the National Marine Fisheries Service receives all these comments, hopefully they'll take this proposal back or modify it in a way that is going to satisfy the needs of the environmental community, the fishing community, the public at large, when it comes to how they do environmental review and take public comments on that review.